This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Habayim, welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yomis, we're learning Masechta Soita, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, and Beis. Meshuach Melchama, the Kohen that was appointed to be Meshuach Melchama, B'shash Medar Balam, when he would speak to the people, the Gemara brings a Braisa that he would speak to the people twice, one on the border and one at the Ma'aracha of the war. B'lashoin HaKodesh Shem Medar, he would speak in Lashon Kodesh, Shenemra V'hoya Kikaravchem El Melchama, will be when you draw close to the war, the Nigash HaKayin, the Kayin will approach. Zeh Kayin Meshach Melchama. This is the Kayin Meshach Melchama. The Diber Ha'am, El Ha'am, he will speak to the people, B'lashon HaKodesh. V'amar Alem, he would say to them, Shema Yisrael, listen, Klal Yisrael, Atam Krevim Ayim L'Melchama Alivechem, you're approaching today to war against your enemy, V'lay Al Achichem. This is not a war against your brother, Lo Yehuda Al Shimon, this is not the war of Yehuda against Shimon, or V'lay Shimon Al Binyamin, not Shimon against Binyamin, V'lay Shim Tiplu B'yadim Yerachma Aleichem, that if you fall in their hands, they'll have mercy on you, Kamash Nemar, like it says, by the war of Pekach Ben Ramal Yom Malch Yisrael, and Achaz Malch Yehuda, when the Bnei Yehuda fell to Bnei Yisrael, it says, V'yakuma Anashim HaShanikva B'Shem Sveyachziku B'Shivya B'choma Arumeim He'll B'Shem HaShalol, it says, and the men that got up, who were pronounced with names, and they grabbed the captives, and those who were unclothed, they dressed Minashalal from the spoils, Vayalbishem, Vayanilam, Vayachilam, they gave them to clothing, shoes, food, Vayachim, they gave them to drink, Vayasuchlam, Vayanalum, Achamarim Lchal Koishal, they rode them on donkeys, Vayivim Yerecha Yaratmaram, they brought them to Jericho, the city of Dates, Itzal Achehem, by their brothers, Vayashuvu Shomran, they returned to the Shomrain. This is not a similar situation. You're going against the enemy. If you fall on their hands, they won't have any mercy on you. So your heart should not melt. Do not be afraid. Do not be frightened. Your heart should not be soft from the cry of the horses, the tzachtzuach haravos, and the clashing of the swords. Don't be afraid. The banging of the shields, the shifas Hakalgasin, and the abundant troops. Al tachbezu mikal kranos. Don't be afraid of the. Don't recoil from the sound of their horns. Al ta'arzu they call tzavachos. Do not be frightened from the cry of the enemy. Ki Hashem aleichem ha'ilchimachem. Because Hashem your God is going among you. They go with the victory of flesh and blood. You come with the victory of Hashem. The Philistines came with the victory of Goliath. What was their end? In the end, they fell by the sword. And he fell with them. The Bnei Amid fell with the victory of Shoivach, their general. Hadad Azar. Mahaya Soifa, what was his end? La Soif Nafal Bachar. In the end, he fell by the sword. Vinaflu Ima, and they fell with him. Viatim, and you, Iatim, Cain. It's not so. Ki Hashem Aleichem Ha'olichimachem, Hashem, your God that goes with you, Lilachim Lachem, to fight for you. Vigoimer, Zamachin Ha'arain. This is the camp of the Arain. Mishnah Beis. Vidibru Hashoitrim El Ha'am Lamar. The Shoitrim spoke with the people, saying, Mi Ha'ish, who is the man Asher Bana Bayis Chadash? Who built a new house, Flei Chanocha, and did not inaugurate it. He should go and return to his house, V'goymer. Echad Haboina Beis HaTeven, both someone who built a house of straw, Beis HaBakar, a house for cattle, Beis HaEitzim, or for wood, Beis HaEitzars, a storehouse for wine or oil, Echad Haboina, whether he bought it, Echad HaLekech, or bought it, Echad HaYarsh, or inherited it, Echad Shnitan Leb Matana, received it as a gift. Who's the man who planted an orchard and did not redeem it? So if somebody plants an orchard for the first 3 years, it has a din of arla, you can't be nana from it. In the fourth year, it's karam ravai. And it has to be redeemed. Echad hanoitea karam, whether someone planted the orchard, someone who planted five types of fruit trees, even from five different species. Echad hanoitea, whether someone planted, echad hamavrech, or somebody bent the vine into the ground and pulled it on the other end, or ve'echad hamarkev, or someone who grafted, ve'echad alakech, whether he bought it, ve'echad ayarash, or inherited, ve'echad shenitan le'matano, or got it as a gift. U'mi ho'isha sher'eras isha, who's the man who did kedushin v'goymer? whether somebody did erisin to a basula, or to a widow, even if a woman waiting for yibam who falls before someone and she's waiting for him to do yibam, even if somebody finds out that his brother died in war and his wife is zakuk to him, he returns to do erisin to his aros. He does nesuin to his aros or to his yivama. Kol elu shaymin divrei kaimei erchei malchama. All of these would listen to the words of the kayin at the line of war. V'chayzun, they would come back. U'mesapkin mayim amazin, they would supply water and food to the soldiers. U'mesakenes adrachim, and they would fix the roads. Meaning they were not completely free from the obligation of war. They would go home, but they would do other tasks. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.